On today's Registrar Show, we will be chatting about the benefit of breastfeeding for infants, and we will be talking to Dr. Lauren Golden about this topic. Dr. Lauren Golden is a newly qualified pediatrician, having completed a training at Red Cross Hospital in August 2021. She has a passion for general pediatrics, including newborns, and also for public health. Welcome to the show, Doctor. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you. And thanks for having me on the show today.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Well, I'm a recently qualified pediatrician. I did my training in pediatrics at Red Cross Children's Hospital. And I actually moved to Cape Town. I'm from a small town in the northwest called Klerksdorp, and I moved to Cape Town so that I could specialize in pediatrics at Red Cross, knowing that it's such a highly recognized institution. And I'm very grateful to have done my time there. And now I'm working as a general pediatrician at New Somerset Hospital, and I also teach medical students at UCT.
Why do you have a passion for newborns?
Yes, I do have a passion for newborns. I feel like just as other pediatric patients, newborns are vulnerable, they need extra special care. But these newborns are even more vulnerable than our other pediatric population. And not many doctors have an interest in neonatal medicine and newborn care. And so I feel that when you do enjoy working with neonates and you do have a passion for it, that it does fall upon those of us that love neonates to be advocates for the little vulnerable babies.
Why do newborns need to breastfeed?
Well, firstly, to be honest, I just have to say that newborns don't actually need to be breastfed. They do need to be fed. But breastfeeding really is the best option for neonates. They really are more vulnerable to things like infections, and breastfeeding provides extra support and protection to these babies, and just far better than formula milk in terms of benefits to the newborn and to the pediatric patient in the first few years of life and long term. And especially in a country like ours, I would say that newborns do need to be breastfed. We're a third world country, and the benefits of breastfeeding on a public health level have been shown to decrease morbidity and mortality in newborn and infant populations, and definitely is the better option for these babies.
What are the benefits of breastfeeding?
Wow, there are just so many benefits to breastfeeding. So there are short and long-term benefits to breastfeeding. And the short-term ones are the ones that you have while you're breastfeeding. And some of these are that it promotes mother and baby bonding, that it has a calming effect on baby, especially when a baby's stressed, or for example, when we're taking blood from baby, we'll get them to breastfeed, or when we're trying to examine the baby. It's also economically viable, so you don't have to spend a lot of money on formula milk, which can be very expensive. And then human milk is really optimal for growth and development of babies, especially babies' brains, and also so that they grow normally and so that they're not overweight or underweight. Breast milk also contains protective antibodies from the mum, so that's passed on to the baby, and that prevents infections. And especially exclusive breastfeeding protects from infections in the gut, such as gastroenteritis and diarrheal disease. In premature infants, it protects against a condition called necrotizing enterocolitis, which is a very severe illness that prem babies can get. And so prem babies especially must only get breast milk. It also, breastfeeding decreases the risk of respiratory diseases like pneumonia, decreases the risk of ear infections, urinary tract infections, and neonatal sepsis, and has also been shown to decrease the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. In the long term, the benefits of breastfeeding continue even after you have stopped breastfeeding. It still has a decrease on the risk for infection, it decreases the risk of dental caries, and it decreases the risk for chronic illnesses. These type of chronic illnesses that it helps protect against are things such as obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease in adults, and also certain allergic conditions such as asthma and celiac disease, and other gut conditions such as inflammatory bowel disease. Also, very importantly, breastfeeding is associated with increased IQ scores later on in children and adults, and also decreased risks of ADHD and behavioral issues. And so you can see there are just so many great benefits of breastfeeding that outweighs the benefits or the other options with formula.
What is the difference between breast milk and other types of milk?
Well, breast milk is unique in that it's the only human milk that an infant can get. It's perfectly made for the growth of a human infant and their protection, and it has specific proportions of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates needed for optimal infant nutrition, growth, and development. Other formulas are mostly made out of cow's milk, and cow's milk has a very different formulation and proportion of those nutrients like the fats, protein, and carbohydrates than breast milk. So it has higher proportions of protein, which aren't safe in the first year of life. That's why you can't have normal full cream cow's milk in the first year of life. And it doesn't have as much carbohydrates and fats, and so it doesn't provide the nutrition and the fats needed for brain development. So formulas are then adapted from cow's milk, and the manufacturers make changes to the cow's milk to adapt it and add the extra nutrients needed to get it as close to breast milk as possible. So they try to simulate human breast milk in its proportions of nutrition and its proportions of macronutrients, but it will never be exactly like human milk. And sometimes the things that are added to try and increase, for example, carbohydrates, might mean that a lot of sugar is added, and that's why there's the increased risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes. And formula babies can also be overfed. But the other risks are that if the bottles aren't cleaned well and sterilized, and the water hasn't been boiled and it's not clean, safe water, that the babies are at increased risk of infection from formula milk. And it might be mixed incorrectly, and so the baby could be over or underfed or could become dehydrated if the milk isn't mixed well. Other types of formulas such as soya milk are plant-based, and in terms of plant-based formulas, it's really not ideal for any baby under 6 months of age because it doesn't contain the fat and protein that the body, that a human growing brain needs to develop optimally. So it's really not good for an infant in the first 6 months of life in terms of brain development.
When should mothers use formula instead of breast milk?
There really are very few rare reasons why mums won't be able to breastfeed, or why babies might not be able to drink breast milk. So always get advice from your medical doctor or health professional. Some of these reasons would be if the mum's on specific medication that is unsafe for the baby, that can be transmitted in breast milk. Other things would be if mum has a severe, uncontrolled medical illness that would make it unsafe for her to breastfeed, or would make it unsafe for the baby to be getting mum's breast milk. And then there can be some very rare conditions in the baby where they may have an absorption issue, so where they can't absorb certain elements of milk. In those type of cases, even normal formula wouldn't work. So if they can't absorb breast milk, they definitely won't be able to absorb normal formula milk. And so these would have to be diagnosed by a specialist. It's very rare, and very specific specialized formulas would be medically prescribed for such a patient. I also just want to mention that in the past, it was thought that it would be unsafe for patients with HIV to breastfeed their babies because of the risk of HIV transmission in breast milk to the baby. And with the era of antiretroviral treatment and the improved management of HIV patients, that really is a very low risk because most patients are very well controlled on their HIV treatment. Their viral loads are low, they take their treatment well, and so the risk to the baby is very minimal because there's very low risk of any infection being transmitted through the milk in that type of controlled, well-managed patient. Obviously, there are risks if you are poorly controlled or not taking your medication, but once again, this is something that would have to be discussed with a medical doctor. So all in all, the risks and any reasons for formula feeding are very minimal, and always get advice from your doctor.
What happens when mothers have to go back to work? How do they give their babies breast milk?
Thank you. That's a great question, and I'm so glad you asked, because I'm sure there's so many mothers that feel that once they go back to work, they need to stop giving their babies breast milk and stop breastfeeding their babies. But this can really be avoided, and especially the cost of formula milk can be avoided. And how they can keep giving breast milk to their baby is that they can express breast milk. So a few weeks before going back to work, they can start expressing their breast milk in between feeds. They can express it into a clean jar or cup or bottle, and they can then store that milk in the freezer. And expressed breast milk can safely be stored in the freezer for up to 6 months and even up to 12 months if you have a deep freezer. And then when the mom's at work, whoever's caring for the baby can defrost the milk, and they can give that milk to the baby to drink at normal feeding intervals and feeding times. And then when mom's at work, she can also keep expressing as she would have breastfed every few hours. She can go to an expressing room or a private room, and she can express breast milk, and that can be kept in a fridge at work, and when she's home it can be stored or it can be used for the baby in the next few days. And then while she's at home, she can then breastfeed the baby after work during the evenings and also before she leaves, so that she keeps the breastfeeding going, because it's very important to keep stimulating the breast so that your brain knows that you need to keep giving and producing breast milk. So it's really great for those type of mums that are going back to work but do still have that desire to continue the benefits of breastfeeding.
How long do babies need to breastfeed?
So it is recommended by the World Health Organization that babies have exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life. That means no other feeds or fluids except for prescribed medication are given to the baby. So that's for the first 6 months exclusive. They need to exclusively breastfeed, and then it's recommended to continue breastfeeding with some supplementary feeding up to at least 1 year of age, and you can continue breastfeeding up to 2 to 3 years of age. And the benefits of breastfeeding, as I said, the short-term benefits continue while you're breastfeeding, but there are long-term benefits, and those protective things that come from breastfeeding are definitely more pronounced the longer the breastfeeding is continued for. So the longer you can breastfeed your baby, the better. But at least 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding and at least up to 1 year with supplementary feeds.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, so I'd just like to say thanks again for having me on the show to talk about this important topic. What I'd like to add is that it can be very difficult to initiate breastfeeding in the first few days and weeks of a newborn life. And some mums get discouraged and feel like they just can't breastfeed and they'll never be able to breastfeed, or they feel like their milk isn't enough and they give up breastfeeding and just get formula. So what I'd like to say to those mums is there is help available if you're struggling to breastfeed. There are professional nurses at all the day hospitals and clinics that have been trained in latching infants and promoting and supporting breastfeeding at all the hospitals. And you can also be referred to a breastfeeding counselor by your GP or by some of the doctors at the hospital. So I would advise you get help first, get support to get your breastfeeding going, because the benefits are so important and you don't want your baby to miss out on those. If you feel like your breast milk is not enough, you can also get your healthcare provider to assess the baby's growth, assess your breast milk amount by seeing how much you can express and advising you accordingly and reassuring you that there is enough milk and that the baby's growing well, or if it is assessed that your milk seems to be insufficient, that they can advise you how to improve your breast milk supply or help with certain medications that can actually help stimulate your breast milk production. So don't give up. If, however, you do decide that you want to formula feed, or that you can't breastfeed exclusively, or if you do decide that you can't keep up with expressing when you go back to work, we always say breast is best, but any breast milk is better than no breast milk. So in that situation, continue breastfeeding along with the formula feeding, because there's always the benefits of breastfeeding, and you can confer some of the benefits of breastfeeding even when you're not exclusively breastfeeding. So any breast milk is better than no breast milk. Exclusive breastfeeding is definitely the best, but if you can't exclusively breastfeed, at least get some breastfeeding into the baby. Yeah, and just all the best to all those breastfeeding mums out there and with their newborn babies and infants. Thank you.
That is it for our interview with Dr. Lauren Golden. Thank you so much for joining us today.